Welcome to Nostalgia Minute for February 22nd. I'm Julia.
And I'm Tina.
Today in Disney history, we will be traveling back to the year 1964, where the tide waits for no one. On Saturday, February 22nd, 1964, the sailing ship Columbia would open the Below Decks exhibit at Disneyland. While the sailing ship Columbia set sail in 1958, this exhibit would not open until several years later. Visitors were treated to relive the sailing adventures of the seamen, both above and below deck. Disneyland's Columbia is a replica of the first American sailing ship that circumnavigated the world.
As guests ascended the short staircase into the bowels of the vessel, you can get a first-hand glimpse of what it would be like to fully live aboard a sailing ship. Here you can find sleeping quarters, a galley, and even a sick bay. In order to assist the seamen keeping their vessel in working order, a replica carpenter's bench and cooper's shop were on hand. In the hold would be where the supplies and baled furs would be kept, and towards the stern would hold the officers' quarters and perhaps even the cabin where Captain Robert Gray would rest. Captain Gray piloted the original Columbia Redivia in 1787. According to the Bakersfield Californian on February 20, 1964, Disney craftsmen have been collecting items for this exhibit since the Columbia began operations in 1958.
Walt Disney wanted another large vessel sailing the rivers of America and not another steamboat. Admiral Joe Fowler would begin visiting various maritime museums in the United States when he decided on replicating the Columbia Redivia. Fowler would call upon Ray Wallace, a well-established naval designer who would become the architect of the Columbia. Wallace also worked on a vessel for Disney's Sea Tokyo. Diversifying from wartime construction, Todd Shipyards would construct not only the Mark Twain in 1955, the submarines used in the submarine voyage for the park, but also the fabrication of the masts, riggings, spars, and sails for the sailing ship Columbia.
The Columbia Redivia was originally captained by John Kendrick. However, while trading animal pelts in the Pacific Northwest, Captain Kendrick and Captain Gray would trade ships. Gray would then travel to China before finally finishing the first sailing trip around the world, ending it in Boston. While scaled down to sail the tame rivers of America at Disneyland, the Columbia would be an exact replica of that historic vehicle of the 18th century. While some refer to our Columbia as a pirate ship, it was actually used to trade goods. A Columbia was also planned for Walt Disney World, but was canceled in favor of another riverboat. Also on this day for February 22nd, 2018, previews for Frozen, the stage musical, began at St. James Theater on Broadway.
Now it's time to say goodbye, so for Nostalgia Minute, I'm Julia.
And I'm Tina, and we'll see you real soon.
To contact Nostalgia Minute, email minute@nostalgia.com. Some music files provided by fbbts.com. Nostalgia Minute is copyright Nostalgia, LLC.